Assessing the debate now with two of our favorite political websites, Dahlia Lithwick, writing for the Double X Factor column at Slate.com. Dahlia, hello again.
Hi there, Alex.
And Catherine Jean Lopez, she's online editor of National Review. She's writing at the NR's blog, The Corner. Hi, Catherine.
It's great to be on.
The Corner, mostly positive on Sarah Palin today. What do you think last night, her big win and her biggest disappointment for you, if there was one?
Overall, I think it was terrific. Many people were disappointed that there wasn't more substance. I frankly think she was trying to hit a populist note. She hit it. I was in a room of pro-lifers in New York. Imagine that. You can actually find them. And they were so excited. And there was a little bit of an air of relief because they hadn't been that. There were worries after the Katie Couric interview, etc. But I've just encountered a lot of happy people.
The train did not wreck. Dahlia, same question for Joe Biden.
I got to say, and I'm afraid to talk anymore because I know the in the tank emails are coming, but at the risk of sounding in the tank for him, I've never seen him better, Alex. I thought he was completely controlled, just kind of relentless attacking, sort of made his three or four points. You're not a maverick. There's nothing different between McCain and Bush. Made them over and over again. Again, I think like struck this very, very strong note of I can identify with you, the blue collar worker who's worried about your checkbook. I just thought he was very solid, and that, like everyone else, I thought there was going to be some outrageous thing that he says we're going to be apologizing for tomorrow, and it didn't get said.
I agree. He made no blunders. I thought there were some openings that he didn't jump on.
But I thought the same was true of Palin. I thought she could go back at Biden a couple of times and didn't.
They both, in some ways, were pulling punches, saying as much as they had to say, but not more. And even though I think Biden did a really good job of attacking John McCain, he was very, very careful not to attack Palin for obvious reasons. He would have looked like a sexist and a bully and a big bad guy. And I think he walked that tightrope of attacking her arguments, not attacking her, even when it meant holding back in cases where there was an obvious slam to be made.
Here's how Slate's John Dickerson puts it on the lead on the site today. Biden wins, Palin wins. McCain loses because he's the one who has to turn things around. Catherine?
I thought nobody was hurt by this. If there was a clear winner, it was probably McCain, because people had, Chuck Todd had been talking about him being dead on MSNBC, saying the election was over and Obama was going to win. So that Palin did so well, if one of the tickets won, it was the McCain campaign. I think ultimately it was probably a draw. I think now neither vice presidential candidate hurts. But I also thought, I agree with Dahlia, I thought that Biden was doing an excellent job of attacking McCain, doing it in a disciplined way. And I thought the same of Palin. She wasn't attacking Biden so much as she was attacking Obama. They were really sort of the consummate team players last night.
Catherine, one other item, and that is I saw a posting up on the blog today. You're furious at the McCain camp over this news that they're getting out of Michigan. It's something we're going to raise with our political analysts a little later in the program. But I wonder, why did this happen? What are you hearing?
A campaign a month out has to reassess priorities, and there's a sense, looking at their internal polling, apparently that they're not going to win Michigan. I don't think they should give up Michigan. Mitt Romney is probably just about the best team player they have. He's on MSNBC, for goodness sake, not friendly territory for him, almost every day because the McCain campaign is asking him to be on. Why didn't you send him to Michigan? He won Michigan in the primaries. He's so good at talking up McCain, whatever you think of him. I would send Mitt Romney to Michigan, and I would not give up the state.
Catherine Lopez writes for The Corner at National Review Magazine's blog. Dahlia Lithwick for the Double X Factor column at Slate.com. Catherine, Dahlia, thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.